From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. A new report suggests a language barrier could prevent tens of thousands from getting care through California's benefit exchange. Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
The study says about a million Californians with limited English skills will be eligible for a tax credit to help buy coverage in 2014. But about 10% could be shut out specifically because of a language barrier. Daphne Gans is from the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research. She says the more people in the exchange, the more affordable the plans and care for everyone.
If they don't have access to affordable care, they may use other health options such as going to ERs and using other more costly ways of getting care, which will then increase the cost of care for everyone else.
The report authors call for a concerted effort to reach out to people with limited English skills who are at risk of paying more for coverage or remaining uninsured. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
The new board chairman of California's High-Speed Rail Authority says the revised business plan due out next month will bring a lower price tag than the current projection of nearly $100 billion. Dan Richard says the authority is looking at regional projects in Los Angeles and the Bay Area that could serve both local transit needs and the high-speed rail projects.
It just makes sense because we'd be making an investment today in something that would provide immediate benefits, but also would be preparing the way for high-speed rail coming in the future.
But to pay for those projects, the authority would need the legislature to approve more state bond funds this year than previously thought. High-speed rail has drawn sharp criticism from lawmakers of both parties who question its cost, route, and ridership estimates. Find these and other stories at northbayvoice.org, and we're looking for you. If you have a story or other material, click on Step Inside. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Prell.